Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all, and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan.
Okay, so we just brought in an amazing cohort of clients inside of the incubator. And throughout that process, we have read literally hundreds of applications. And there are two sentences specifically that I found as a recurring theme and desire within these applications that every time I saw it, I was like, I had like a reaction in my body about what I wanted to say about this statement and what it actually means, and more importantly, what it isn't. And I want to talk about that today. Do you want to tell the people the statements that I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. So people have this elusive idea that they want to earn passive income and that they want to earn money in their sleep. And I know Emily's about to go on a rant about why she doesn't think this exists, but I will say I'm going to save this for the end though, so you have to listen to her whole rant. There is a version of this that does exist.
Yep.
And I will happily share what that is and what that looks like, but it's not in the way you keep framing it up.
Right. And I could go on a 17-hour rant about why we all believe passive income is real and why it happens, why we think it happens in our online businesses, and why if we're not chasing passive income or, quote, money while we're sleeping, that we're doing business wrong or that we're not doing it in the way that's going to unlock all of these freedoms for us. And honestly, it frustrates me so much because not only is the whole belief of passive income in the online industry super toxic and super scammy marketing, which I just hate, but the biggest consequence of tunnel visioning on passive income and, quote, money while you sleep is that you have blinders on. You have like those sunglasses you get after doing LASIK that like wrap around, I had to wear these, that wrap around your whole eyeballs and like suction cup to your face. And all of these opportunities are outside in that peripheral vision line that you're just not seeing when we're only focused on passive income and money while we sleep.
Right. I think there's a lot, like you said, in the periphery, and we ignore it because this seems like the thing we are supposed to do or we should want, or it's a desire of ours. And here's where I think the breakdown happens. It sounds good in theory. I get why you desire it. Yeah. I've been there. Yeah. I've been in the same camp you are in right now, where it does sound so amazing. It sounds like a perfect world. And if that's the thing, in the same way that people are like, well, money doesn't grow on trees. Okay, well, passive income is not all it's cracked up to be. It is not, and this is why this is frustrating. It's not passive.
It's the opposite of passive.
There is so many systems in place for people to quote unquote earn income while they sleep.
But they had to spend time to set those up. They have to spend time and money to maintain them.
I think passive income and striving for that and teaching passive income is the only way for business owners to like make six figures or multiple six figures or go into that seven figure category. And you guys know the marketing that I'm talking about. It is laced with so much misunderstanding about the resources that you actually have, meaning financial, time, support, and the ability to spend money and be okay losing money, knowing, quote, knowing that you're going to make money with those actions. I think passive income and teaching it as like the sole marketing strategy is honestly unethical, said it, and ignores the lack of resources and connectivity that so many of us have and don't have. And just puts this blanket statement of like, well, if you just work really hard, it's the classic, just pull yourself up by your bootstraps and you too can have a seven-figure business in 7 minutes. And I fucking hate it.
Yeah. Yeah. It just paints this picture of that anyone can have access to anything should they do insert
it's some just not laundry true. It's list not of true.
And that's just, no, we don't have the same access. We don't have the same resources. We don't have the same authority. We don't have the same background. We don't have the same expertise. But what is amazing, and I don't want you to get bummed out by this, I want you to know that there are other options. But here's what really lies behind building, because what it comes down to, people who want passive income, generally speaking, either want to sell a digital product, a course of some kind, or a membership. Mm-hmm. And so I want to give you just some background into what it really takes to run those kind of products.
Listen to any of our profit reports and you will understand what it really takes.
It's true. First of all, just in terms of resources, it is a very expensive to run. The margins on a perfectly run, everything's running like grease lightning.
Grease lightning.
I don't know why I said that.
Grease lightning.
When it's running perfect, the margins are generally 20 to 25%.
For a healthy, sustainable, like you're crushing it, winning all the kudos. That's the percent.
And there are other business types where the margins are just insanely higher. We've talked about it before, but in a service-based business, you get to choose. It really depends on the level of support you are providing, but also how many team members you have, because that can really change your costs. Mm-hmm. But we've seen profit margins anywhere from 30 to 95% mm-hmm. of people's income. And especially when you're starting out and you don't necessarily have the cash to reinvest, because here's the thing, if you're starting a business, it's generally because you need the income, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so most people don't have the luxury mm-hmm. of using every dime they're earning and putting it back into their business. Generally, those people are the ones that are out there getting like venture capital funds and like they're getting money from other people to run the things.
Or you have a dual income household where I'll be the first to call this out. We were very lucky in our first year of pivoting from services to digital products. We had a second income, both of us, in our homes to be able to provide that cushion. And there were months where we made a shit ton of money followed by a $75 month. And if we didn't have the literal financial support to, okay, I think we can figure this out. I think we've got it. And there were literally two of us. I feel like there's just these scenarios where so many of you are doing it alone and sitting here having to be the sole provider for your family and thinking, okay, if I just do what they did, either us or someone else teaching it, then I'll have the same results in the same amount of time. And I think we forget when we have a runway, whether that's a savings or literal second income of support, or venture capitalist or whatever, the time that we can spend not making money, it can be longer for those scenarios when your window is significantly shorter.
Right. We were very grateful to have the back end support that we did. And especially, I know for me, there was this pressure though, because
yeah,
until this point, I had been the breadwinner. And then I basically was like, let me just forget all the stability I've built for our family for a second. And like, maybe someday it'll be even better than it was before. And truly, we could have built this level of income in a much simpler way with less people and less complication.
So I want to break down, though. I want to sit here and really pick apart. And I want you guys to do this exercise too, as I'm kind of talking about it. If you have been the person who's either written out or said out loud or whatever, I want passive income. I want to make money while I sleep. What does that actually mean to you? And not what the product could be or what the offer could be, not how much you're actually making, but when that happens, what changes in your life because of that? What changes happen literally as a direct result of passive income happening? So I want you to really write down, this would happen, and I want you to really sit with the results and truly ask yourself, are they only happening because the income is passive, or is there another way for me to achieve the exact same things with something different?
Oh, for sure. I think understanding what the actual desire is really important, because I think for most of you, it comes down to you want to have the financial freedom to choose how you spend your life. Mm-hmm. And what the lifestyle looks like is different for a lot of you. Some of you want to spend more time with your kids. Some of you want to travel more. Some of you want to work less months of the year. Like, you want to like take a month off in the middle of the summer and the month off in December. You all have different desires, but most of it comes down to being fueled by, well, if I reached X level of income, then I could unlock all these lifestyle choices, right? And you can unlock the same lifestyle choices by earning that money in a different way. Mm-hmm. And often with less expense mm-hmm. and time, and also just resources, because I know we've talked about cost, like the literal cost of putting it out there, not only in systems, but in advertising. But I think that the part that is not talked about is all of the switches and automations and mechanics of it, mm-hmm. not just the time to put it together, but the time to test it, the time to like make sure it's working. And then when it doesn't work, redoing it or building it from the ground up or trying to take another course to try to figure out mm-hmm. how to fix what you thought was wrong.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's the part that no one's talking about, is like, okay, literally, let me put some examples out there for you. Okay, we're going to chase passive income. We're going to make a digital product. We're going to go one to many and we're going to get it set up. And you can probably do that by yourself. You can create the thing. You can put it out into the world. You can sell it, right? You can manage it for a good amount of time. The issue is that no one's talking about is, in order for you to make the amount of money and the time freedom that you're wanting from that passive income, you are going to need support and systems and people and tech and ads and all of these different strategies that are going to need to be put in place either by you or by team members or contractors to do that for you. So then your position turns from, okay, well, I started this to just deliver this thing that I'm really passionate about and helping these people. Well, if you want to grow it, to have it be the thing that you want it to be, it's not going to just be you anymore. And it's not going to just be you getting to show up and like sell it in the way that's worked. There's constant pivots of what's new and what's working right now, and things that you're learning and things that you're implementing, systems that you're paying for, because it literally takes a larger quantity of sales that have to happen in order for you to reach the same financial goals that you want if you had a higher price offer, right? And the lower priced your digital offer is, the more systems and support that it's going to need in order to reach the goals that you want. And that's the like over the hump conversation that no one's talking about, where it's like, yeah, you can get there for sure with a shit ton of money and support and software and team and logistics. Mm-hmm. And so what I see happening is that these creative entrepreneurs who are so used to having more intimate relationships with their clients. Mm-hmm. And even if you're doing group coaching, right, it's like a smaller amount of people and you're having deep impacts. You start this pivot of one-to-one, and so far you're able to keep it small. I remember this. I remember our very first course, we sold it to like 12 people and it was so cute and it was so intimate. It was great. Okay, if we wanted to scale and grow and actually make the money that we wanted to replace our service income, we needed more people, more people, more people. Well, those relationships get watered down. and they get diluted and they get far less deeper and they get just where you're pulled so far away from it. And all of a sudden, these creative service providers are waking up and realizing, I don't like marketing in this way. I don't like serving people in this way, but I've built this thing to achieve this goal. So what do I do now?
Right. You might be able to sell to 12 people initially, but can you turn around and do that a week from now or 2 weeks
right.
from now?
Right.
And so you might have some initial success, and that's what's frustrating and sad, because it's like you do it, like that initial success feels like validation. And while it can be, while it can validate your offer potentially, it can just give you this like illusion that mm-hmm. it will continue to be this easy. Mm-hmm. And it usually gets harder, not easier. Mm-hmm. And so that's just frustrating. What I'm really desperately so desiring for people is that they get to not only have a more intentional relationship with their clients, which, by the way, is something I desire as well, but that you can do so in a manner that pays you appropriately to fulfill on the kind of lifestyle you want mm-hmm. without the complication. You can make it simple. And some of you want things to be bigger because like it just sounds fun. And I just want you to like check yourself. Does it sound fun because you saw like pictures of someone's success and like mm-hmm. you saw they landed in Forbes or they got a book deal or they did this, that, or the other? But like, do you really know what it's like behind the scenes of what it took for them to do or what sacrifices they made or what things they just blatantly lied about?
I just like, how are they spending their time every day in their business? And I think this is the thing that like not enough people think about. And we try to get our clients thinking about. There's a difference in like the work that's put in to build a business, right? Mm-hmm. Grow it and make it sustainable. There's like that part of it. But then there's also the part where like, did we forget that we also get to decide how we're spending our time in our business and the literal type of things that we're getting to choose to do in order to grow it? I feel like there's conversations in the past year or so of just like, I don't want to have to grow an email list. And if you tell me that I need to be on TikTok, I'm just going to prove you wrong. And I don't have to be on social. And it's coming from people who are wanting to do one to many. It's just funny to me. It's cute to me because I'm like, okay, again, you can sell 12 people to 12 courses or sales or memberships to people who are in your network and right now. But like, is that enough? Are you done? Literally, how else are you going to find people? It's not this like, yes, you have to be on these social channels for your course to work or your membership to work, but you're going to have to do something.
Right.
It's going to have to be something. And it's typically a myriad of somethings. And so it's just funny to me where all these people are like trying to stick it to the man and prove people wrong. And I'm like, literally just change your business model. And then you don't have to do any of those things.
Right. I mean, Emily's getting a little heated here, but like you can keep it. Like if you don't want to do those things, like if you don't want to build an email list or you don't want to interact on social or you don't want to do paid ads or you don't want to dance on TikTok. Okay.
Great.
Fantastic. But you have to build a business that supports you not experimenting with marketing in that way. And so if you want to spend less time marketing, you have to spend more time serving. Like that's literally the only way it'll work. And I love marketing, but like that's what I'm designed to do as a human. And so I also want you to think about what you're designed to do as a human. Where do you shine? Where do you impact people? What does that look like for you? And many of you are service providers that are getting incredible results for people. But like the idea of this being quote unquote easier, like it's so sexy that you pour all this attention over here. And I've talked to more than, like, it hurts my heart how many conversations I've had in the last week where like people basically let their entire service mm-hmm. business disappear. Mm-hmm. Like they let all of their clients go or they stopped doing it entirely because they wanted to pursue something that felt like it would be better. And in reality, they just felt like they were so far from who they are as a person mm-hmm. or how they want to show up in the world. And they just felt like they were fighting against that all the time. I even know someone who built their entire course. They built all the funnels. They did all the work and they never did a webinar. Like they spent over 6 months of their life.
It's not in alignment. And that's the piece that people aren't checking.
Right. If like you build all the things and then something feels off, it's because it is.
It is.
Want to learn exactly step-by-step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The idea that you put into that product, that course, that membership, that digital offer.
You can serve people in that way.
I damn near guarantee you, you can flip that pancake on the other side and there's a waffle and you can put that in.
You can flip a pancake over and there's a waffle. Okay. Things to not quote Emily on in 2021. Okay.
Both breakfast foods, both delicious.
True. I mean, I get where you're going. It's a little bit off here. Okay. So if you're like, okay, I hate to say that this is resonating with me, but I'm like, this is resonating with me. Okay. I want to talk about this with you. Literally send us a DM at Boss Project. I want you to tell us what time and attention or what you've been building or what you're thinking about building as a one to many.
And the price point.
And the price point. And then I want you to DM us if you're currently doing any services, what those are. But if you're not, what about your current one to many? Could you see yourself doing as a service? And then I want to brainstorm with you and help you figure out the math and like really look at this. Because so often, oh my gosh, she's probably listening to this, but so she's a general VA. She applied for the incubator and she's been doing all this general VA work and like dipping her toes and all sorts of things. And then she's like, you know, and I asked, what's been like the thing that lights you up? What's the one service that you keep doing and you show up like really well and like you tend to get results for people? And she was like, I love helping other business owners run challenges. I like dig it. I'm so into it. And I'm thinking I should like build this course to like teach people how to run challenges. And I was like, wait. Okay, so if people want help running challenges, generally speaking, they don't want to also take a course on how to run challenges. Mm-hmm. They just want to run a challenge. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, what would it look like to really nail down what the service could be? And her brain exploded on mm-hmm. me. And so I just want you to know that generally, it's the things that we're not. They're honestly so obvious that you can't even see them yourselves, which is why I want you to DM us.
Which is why we want to brainstorm it with you.
Because I will happily help you uncover. I had this conversation. I'm not going to say who. She's a designer. And she's built this entire framework around how you develop content and put it out there. But she also puts her like flair and design pizzazz on it. Okay. So she's like taking on design clients, but then she's like, I think I'm going to sell a $29 course on how to create the con. I'm like, but you literally have the design skills. So instead of charging $29 and literally needing hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of people, of people, we could sell this to one person as a service. You build out their entire content thing based on this methodology that you've developed. Again, her brain exploded. She was like, I've never thought of
this. Well, and I think that just goes back to, again, which I love the idea, right? And like, teach everything you know. Teach it with the clients that you're serving. You don't have to teach the world this thing, but you can impact people even more by, you created a methodology. I love that. A framework. I love that. It doesn't mean you have to turn around and build an entire business built off teaching that thing.
Right. You can implement the thing.
Implement the thing. Yeah. I just think I'm obviously super passionate about this because I get like my biggest frustration from when I'm hearing the things that y'all want and then I'm hearing the things that you guys think that you have to do in order to get there. And when I know that there's a simpler way, not just simpler mentally, logistically, but like will literally work for you better and faster. I get super heated about it because instead of sitting here being like, oh, I made this digital offer and no one bought. Oh, that's okay. Here's 10,000 different ways that you could try to do that exact same thing. What if we just take the thing that you're really good at, the thing that you like helping others do, and rework your offer into something that helps you reach those financial goals? Instead of something that, I mean, I literally picture it as you're building this big foundation, you're climbing up this like mountain, right? And then there's a fork in the road for you to go deeper and reach the financial goals that you have, but it's super flashy with all these lights over here and you go this way. And by going that way for this one to many, you slide back down because it's an entirely different business. And then you have to build back up. And some people build back up. I'm going to say most people don't.
Most people don't. Because, and we've talked about it, and if you haven't listened to, I think it's like 580 and 583, definitely go listen to those conversations. Because like we said, it's like building an entirely different business. But to truly be passive, let's define passive, okay? Mm-hmm. Just for the people in the room that need to hear this. Passive is accepting or allowing what happens or what others do without active responses or resistance. So passive is literally the definition of allowing whatever to happen.
Do we think that's how businesses grow?
What? it's a verb, but it means inaction.
And now, there are times of business where not taking action is beneficial. In the sense of like, think about the thing, or you don't have to do all the things. I get that, right? But passive should not belong in marketing, in the business world at all.
It literally doesn't make sense. Like, listen to what this sounds like. I'm going to accept or allow whatever to happen without responding to it and hope that that means people will pay me without acting or responding to it. It just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. Truly. If you want to get into like, what is the only truly passive form of income you can create is where you put money somewhere. You do not touch it. You do not alter it. You do nothing to it. You do not even actively manage it and it grows. The only legal form of doing this that I'm aware of in the entire world is investing in the stock market. Okay. So like that's passive income. But you're also not in control of it. Literally, that's the whole point of it. Right. So you're investing and you're hoping it goes up, but it might not. But courses are not passive income. You don't just like put something into it and hope it works and like literally a ton of work. It's so much work. And so what I want is for you to think first about the lifestyle that you so desire, because no one else is out there teaching you how to build a business with your life at the forefront. And so I want first, before you even think about dollar bills, I want you to think about what you want your everyday life to look like. Do you want to wake up and immediately jump into work, or do you want to have a slow morning? Do you want to be able to drop your kids off at school, or do you want to have a client meeting right away?
None of them are wrong answers.
Yeah.
There's no wrong answer there.
I'm not implying that any of those things are bad. Mm-mm. What I'm implying is that you're letting everyone else decide what your life should look like. And some of you literally would be so content making $40,000 a year and living in a travel trailer and road tripping across the country with your spouse and your dog. Mm-hmm. And some of you would rather die.
Yeah, I don't want that.
And so that's okay. Like, mm-hmm. we're allowed to want different things. I don't know what world we woke up in that all of a sudden said that, like, well, I mean, I know what mm-hmm. did it. I mean, media did it. And the thing is, and I thought this was a very interesting point. It was definitely a celebrity that made this point recently. They were talking about paparazzi. It might have been Lizzo. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, they were saying paparazzi like drove the media and like drove.
Oh, that was Lizzo. I saw those couple TikToks where she was talking about it, because some people were like, the paparazzi used to be like in the 90s or whatever. And she was like, it's literally like this.
And she literally made the best point I've ever heard about how the media used to be the media.
Yeah.
The media used to be the news outlets and the news anchors and the people with the cameras. And now the media is the people.
And it's social, literally social media.
So we've created a world in which you're no longer just influenced by television mm-hmm. and news anchors and news articles. You're influenced by the people you surround yourself with and mm-hmm. literally mm-hmm. watch and absorb content from online. Mm-hmm. And so
who anyone can do if they have a phone and internet connection. That's it. There is no prerequisite to coming onto the internet and being someone right. who has influence. No one is filtering that. I'm not even saying we should. I'm not here for like filtered internet.
No.
But just know that. And I feel like we need to remind ourselves of that.
Well, and okay, I get it, guys. If you're a millennial or a bit older, which totally great. But like, we have gone through the most technological, we grew up being told that certain people were safe or certain activities were safe or like how you went about your day was a certain way. And then like literally the entire face of the planet, the access we have to, do you guys remember when you used to call a relative that was out of state and it was long distance? And so like you could only really talk to them on holidays and your birthday. And now you can literally call anyone in the entire world at any time and it's free. But if it's free, you are the product.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I love that we're so interconnected. I love that there's so much opportunity. We're living in this world where the opportunity has just become so vast. Mm-hmm. But we are constantly being influenced by the world we put ourselves in, which is great, but it can also—
As long as you have the filter of what do you want?
Right. And that's what I want to get back to.
Yeah.
That's what I want to get back to, because you, and this can become completely subconscious. I just want you to know this. Like, if you watch enough DIY Instagrammers, all of a sudden you will second guess that the home you live in is not good enough. And I'm not saying that to be like mean or rude. Watch the people. But like, if you don't have the filter of, well, I don't really need a that kind of house or that kind of kitchen yeah. or whatever.
No, I found the exact same thing happening where, and I finally like started following designers who like showed their kitchen where they have like shit on the counter. And I'm like, oh, what a concept. You live there? You use that kitchen?
Right, right. And so there are people out there actively trying to deceive and scam 100%. I would say the majority have good intentions. And like,
yes.
even people out there that are trying to sell you yes. on the idea of passive income, it's because they too want it themselves. And so they are selling you on the idea that is working for them because they want it themselves. Mm-hmm. Do you see like where that's a potential red flag? And so let's just stop. Mm-hmm. Like, let's stop absorbing quite so much. Like, when's the last time you got quiet? When's the last time you sat by yourself and just thought, and like you left a phone in the other room, and like you completely disconnected for a second to identify, what do you want? Not what does everyone else think you should have. And then let's build a life around that thing, which PS can include passive income, which is investing, which is different.
Yes.
And also a very active part of my life that I just literally don't talk about online.
Right.
Right. I make a lot of money that way.
Because we're not financial educators.
That's not the point.
Mm-mm. The homework I want to leave you with is, if you have felt called at any point in your life to be like, I want to figure out passive income, I want a one-to-many, I want to make money while I sleep, I want you to write down the things that are going to change in your life when that happens. And then I want you to send me that list. And I want to hear what you've got going on right now so I can help create a vision for you where you are achieving those things now instead of when. I want to help you get back to alignment in your marketing, in your messaging, in your offers, in the relationships you're having with things that you are selling, and really, really have you check what you actually really, really want.
Yes. And if you want help designing what that looks like, not only can you talk it out with us in the DMs, but I do want to invite you to apply for our incubator. We have a training that I think is going to rock your world. And it's very much focused on building with the life as the emphasis. And
how with math examples so you can visualize what it could look like.
Literally. So if you're interested in that, you can go to bossproject.com/incubator and apply, and we'll be in touch personally. But if you want to start the conversation with us in the DMs first, totally cool. Boss Project on Instagram. We'd love to chat. We love you. We say this because we care and know that that is our intent.
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics. We make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode, send it to a friend who needs to hear it, and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.